I'm Leslie Katz reporting from San Francisco with the CNET News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. In a minute, a look at how to deal with that pesky spam that's showing up on your cell phone. What to do about spam SMS messages? Security reporter Eleanor Mills is here with me now with some tips. So Eleanor, annoyingly enough, spam has now made its way onto our cell phones. How big a problem is this?
Well, right now it's not affecting everyone. A lot of people, like I got my first spam text message just last week.
Oh, yeah?
But there, you know, people have been getting them for a few years. And it depends on, you know, how much you give out your phone number, what websites you give it to, et cetera. It's a growing problem, but it's not nearly as bad as it is in other countries.
You talked to the four major U.S. wireless carriers to see what they suggest doing about SMS spam. Let's run through them quickly.
Yeah, sure. So I called AT&T, and they have a website where you can block text messages or even calls from calling from a specific number to reach your phone. You can also restrict the sources of email that can reach your phone as well. And they also suggest that if you get one, you type in block in all capitals or stop, you know, reply to the message. Other companies like Sprint said do not type back anything. Don't reply to the message at all. And they want you to call the company to report any spam messages so that they can identify the source and block it at their gateway with their anti-spam filter. T-Mobile wants you to call the customer service line and talk to them about creating filters and blocking messages from your phone. And then Verizon has a site, a URL where you can log in to sign up to create an alias. So if you only text with a few people, you can create an alias number that you give out only to those people who text you, and then anyone texting just to your regular phone number, but won't get through.
Okay.
You can also sign up for other sort of services.
Okay. So how you deal with it really does depend on your carrier.
Yeah. They want to handle it differently.
Is there such a thing as a mobile do not call registry?
Well, basically, it's the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call Registry, and you can put in your mobile number now.
Okay, and that will impact the amount of spam you get, theoretically?
Yeah, yes. Hopefully, the companies won't be, marketers won't be spamming if you're in that directory, but it's not really on the books right now illegal to send the spam, even if you're in the direct Do Not Call Registry. But there is some legislation winding its way through Congress that would address that would make it explicitly illegal to send spam messages to numbers in the Do Not Call Registry, even mobile phone numbers.
Do customers get charged for spam messages received?
They will automatically, or they'll apply towards their bundle package, you know, their 200 messages or whatever per month, but unless they report it. So the thing is, contact the company and let them know that this particular message or these messages are spam. And, in general, on a case-by-case basis, they'll give you off you a credit. Either if you're paying per message, they'll just credit you the 20 cents that you were charged, or if the spam causes you to go over your monthly bundle limit, they'll, address that.
Okay, well, you have an FAQ up today with a lot of helpful information, the information that you just touched on very briefly here. I know I, for one, will be using that information. So thank you so much, Eleanor.
Sure, thank you.
And that's your podcast for today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Leslie Katz for CNET News.